This is a spoken Wikinews article from wikinews.org, the free news source, recorded by James Payne. US President Barack Obama fires Inspector General Gerald Wolpin amid controversy. Thursday, June the 18th, 2009. Washington, D.C. was the scene of growing controversy Wednesday evening over the fire of former Inspector General for the Corporation for National and Community Service, CNCS, General Wolpin. U.S. President Barack Obama, who ordered Wolpin's termination last week, has been accused of doing so for dubious reasons. The chief of these is that Wolpin has been aggressively pursuing an investigation into Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson's purported misuse of a federal grant meant for a non-profit education fund. Johnson is one of Obama's good friends and supporters. Some journalists and pundits have speculated that this creates a conflict of interests and that Obama fired Wolpin for damaging the reputation of one of his key allies. Making matters worse is that Wolpin was reportedly given only 1 hour's notice prior to his termination. This is in direct violation of a law that Obama voted to enact while US Senator, in which an Inspector General must be notified 30 days before being fired. Declining to comment on the apparent illegality of the termination, Obama insisted that political favoritism played no part in the 77-year-old Wolpin's firing. Whilst he gave no further reason himself, a letter written by White House staff members to Senate congressional leaders intended to allay their concerns over the firings stated that Wolpin lost his job because he acted confused and disoriented in a board meeting of the CNCS on May the 20th, 2009. These statements were reiterated by White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, who also stated that they were supported by the other members of the board at the meeting. Both Alan Solomont and Stephen Goldsmith, chairman and vice chairman of the CNCS board, respectively, stated that they strongly endorsed Obama's decision to fire Wolpin. In an attempt to answer questions regarding the validity of Wolpin's termination, the White House proclaimed that it was completely legal, but did not elaborate on why. Wolpin, however, does not agree with Obama administration's assessment of his mental health or job performance and accused Obama of blatantly lying to the public about both. Giving credibility to Wolpin's defense is his attentive and alert behavior during numerous appearances on radio and television programs over the past 72 hours. During all these appearances, he sharply refuted the Obama administration's claims about his mentality. In an exclusive interview with Fox News Channel on Wednesday, Wolpin not only accused Obama of lying about him, but said that the claims themselves were absolutely wild. He also said that he is now the target of the most powerful man in this country, and that it seems like Obama's primary goals are to attack and get rid of me. Other reasons given by the White House for firing Wolpin, which he equally denies, include statements made by Norman Isien, special counsel to the President for Ethics and Government Reform, in a letter to two senators. In the letter, Isien says that Wolpin had insisted upon working from home in New York over the objections of the board and had exhibited a lack of candor in providing material information to decision makers, engaging in troubling and inappropriate conduct. Wolpin states that he worked from home with the agreement of the board, traveling to the office 2 or 3 times per week, adding that he had in fact intentions of resigning his position before Obama became president because of the difficulties the commute to work had caused between him and his wife. He fully expects new attacks to be made against him by the Obama administration in the coming days. This recording was made at 15:58 UTC and is released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.